And I have seen your faithfulness. You never break your promises. You are good, always good, my Jesus. And in the tensions of the night, you speak your word, my guiding light. I will trust you, Jesus. I praise your name, and every moment I will choose to sing. With all I am, with every breath I take, I praise you. There's always grace for the broken heart.
To see everybody this morning. These are the announcements for February the 11th. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box in the back that you could put your tithes and other things in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery and Ark Sunday School will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. Sunday school for age 4 to grade 5 and nursery infant to 3 years old. We continue to look for ARC helpers, and there's a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center. Youth group is on Wednesday from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the church. Many of our home groups are beginning again, and they're listed on their church website if you'd like to have a look at that and are interested. Good Friday is on March the 29th this year, and we will be doing a joint service with the Father's House Church at their facility. Your 2023 charity receipts are in your church mailbox or at the church office. If you would like prayer today, there will be people stationed at the back corner to pray with you. Thank you.
Okay, let's try that a second time. else commands all the hosts of heaven? Who else can make every king bow down? Who else can whisper and darkness trembles? Only a holy God. What other beauty demands such praises? What other splendor outshines the sun? What other majesty rules with justice? Only a holy God. Glory consumes like fire. What other power could raise the dead? What other name remains undefeated? Only a holy God. Come and behold the one, the only, crying, sing holy. The holy God. Come and behold him, the one, the only, crying, sing holy, forever a holy God. Come and worship the holy God. Who else will rescue me from my fears? Who else would offer his only son? Who else invites me to call him father? Only a holy God. Only a holy God. Only a holy God. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy is he. Sing a new song to him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything. with wonder, awestruck wonder, at the mention of your name. Jesus, your name is power, breath and living water, such a marvelous mystery. Yeah. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will. Stood before creation, eternity in your hands. You spoke all life into motion, my soul now to stand. You stood before my failures and carried the cross. My sin weighed upon your shoulders, my soul now to stand. So what can I say? What can I do? What can I do? But offer this heart, oh God.
Stand and greet each other, and the kids are dismissed for Sunday school. Good morning. We're going to go into our quiet time or our prayer time. Again, just a reminder today, I think of verses where Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." And there are always things that are going on in our lives, and then there's some times where things that are going on in our lives that are completely out of our control. But we're reminded again, it's not out of God's control. And he cares for us and loves us. And so just as we pray this morning, I just encourage you to invite him into your situation, to your challenges, and even to your joy, that he can fill you like only he can. Let's pray. In adoration, in Titus 2, 11 to 13, Paul writes, "For the grace of God has been revealed, bringing salvation to all people. We should live in this evil world with wisdom, righteousness, and devotion to God, while we look forward with hope to that wonderful day when the glory of our great-gotten Savior, Jesus Christ, will be revealed." We express our devotion to God this morning as people who are continually experiencing his grace and look with hope to the day when the glory of Jesus is finally revealed. Come, let us adore him. Confession, Titus 3, 1 to 2. Remind the believers to submit to the government and its officers. They should be obedient, always ready to do what's good. They must not slander anyone and must avoid quarreling. Instead, they should be gentle and show true humility to everyone. It is so easy to be critical of those over us, argumentative with those who we live with, or harsh and proud toward others. Let us confess the times this week when this is how we've acted, and then ask God to help us follow the humble, submissive example of Jesus. Thanksgiving, Paul writes, Titus 1, verse 1 and 2. I've been set to proclaim faith to those God has chosen, and to teach them to know the truth that shows them how to live godly lives. The truth gives them confidence that they have eternal life, which God, who does not lie, promised them before the world began. We are the people who have been chosen. We have the truth of his words in the Bible that give us confidence of eternal life. Let's be thankful for this wonderful relationship that we can have with God. Supplication in Titus 3, 4 to 6, it says, "But when God our Savior revealed his kindness and love, he saved us not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us new birth and new life through the Holy Spirit. He generously poured out the Spirit upon us through Jesus Christ our Savior. We come this morning because of his kindness, his love, his mercy, and we bring our request before him. By his Spirit so generously poured out in our lives, we pray with confidence that he listens to us, renews us, and restores us. We pray for Rowena and Landon, for Tara and James, for Brian and Rita, for Matthew and Trina, Cynthia and Jill, for Roman and Lori, for Shannon and Cam, for Lou and Harold, for Gloria and Jerry, Evelyn and Leona, for Corrine and Isaac. And then some of the places around the world, Kazakhstan, Myanmar, Israel, Ukraine, Iran, Sudan, Gaza. For Canada and United States, God, we pray for healing in our lands. And then all the unspoken requests, the things that we think on, the things that make it difficult for us to sleep at night. Even these things we give to our good and great God, who loves us like no other. As the community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 to 15. It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery. Behold, I, Paul, say to you that if you receive circumcision, Christ will be of no benefit to you. And I testify again to every man who receives circumcision that he is under obligation to keep the whole law. You have been severed from Christ, you who are seeking to be justified by law. You have fallen from grace. For we, through the Spirit, by faith, are waiting for the hope of righteousness. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything but faith working through love. You are running well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion did not come from him who calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump of dough. I have confidence in you, in the Lord, that you will adopt no other view. But the one who is disturbing you will bear his judgment, whoever he is. But I, brethren, if I still preach circumcision, why am I still persecuted? Then the stumbling block of the cross has been abolished. I wish that those who are troubling you would even mutilate themselves. For you were called to freedom, brethren. Only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, in the statement, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another.
I'm reaching out. One last plea, is hope all gone? Somebody save me. SOS, I'm lost at sea. Is hope all gone? Somebody save me. Why do I do the things I don't wanna do? I don't wanna. Why do I do the things I don't wanna do? I don't wanna do when all they do is hurt me. Why do I do the things I don't wanna do? I don't wanna do when all they do is hurt me. Hope all gone, somebody save me. SOS, I'm on my knees. I surrender, God, please come and save me. Surrender. Here is where I lay it down. Every is where I lay every burden. This is my surrender. This is my surrender. Here is where I lay every lie and doubt. This is my surrender. This is my surrender.